school basketball.
Boyd Levitch one-on-one. Kossler back up top. Now backdoor got open. They got it underneath with a short jumper by Boyd Levitch. Is up and in. Matt snuck behind him. They were concentrating on Egger. He snuck right behind Egger and gets his first bucket.
Tonight, the postseason continues in Grand Island with the C-19 Boys Subdistrict Semifinals as third-ranked Minden Whippets battle the Wood River Eagles. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Schwenka way out away from the hoop, dribbles to the free throw line, cut off there, gives it off Christensen, dribbles into traffic, kicks it back out to Kissinger, drives the baseline left side, five-foot floater, good. Derek Kissinger with his second bucket of the ball game.
Top-seeded Minden begins their quest for a fourth straight state tournament appearance with a game against a Wood River squad they defeated earlier this month. It's the Whippets and the Eagles coming up next, but first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Rosencrantz Gym at Northwest High School in Grand Island. It is time for Classic Hits coverage of the C-19 Boys Subdistrict Basketball Tournament on this Tuesday evening. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, bringing you all the action tonight from this C-19 at Grand Island Northwest. Last night in the play-in game, they went extra, then they went some more, as Centura was eliminated by Wood River in double overtime, 54-47. They were unable to get things going early on in this basketball game, but then Wood River started to pound the ball inside and shut down Centura from the outside, who hit some early threes but could not keep that pace going. And Wood River advances on to take on the top seed in the district and the number three team in the state in Minden. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits, and as always, our games are available on the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Game two tonight will feature the Kearney Catholic Stars, ranked 8th in C1, taking on the Gibbon Buffaloes. Now, Minden beat Wood River earlier this month and beat them handily. They jumped out to a 26-5 first quarter lead, and it got ugly after that. But this Minden ball club is 12-10. They're not somebody that is going to lay down here tonight, and they just need to get off to a better start than they did the first time and than they did last night. So if they can get off to a good start, get through that first quarter, I think you're going to have a basketball game here this evening. For Kearney Catholic, they also defeated Gibbon earlier this year, but Gibbon came in when they were going through personnel problems, I guess would be the best way to say it. They were not playing the same kids that they had maybe a couple of weeks before, and they battled Kearney Catholic at Kearney Catholic strong. The Stars just continued to pull away as the second half developed, and I believe it was a 7-point game at half, ended up being a 17-point victory for the Stars. So a lot of people have Minden and Kearney Catholic penciled in, but Gibbon has upset some folks in the past, and Wood River has 12 wins on their resume this year. We'll come back, take a look at the starting lineups, and I'll give you a whole lot more on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this. Timeout.
Five Points Bank, the better bank, offers access to virtually all types of investments. Product sponsors are carefully screened and continuously monitored to ensure Five Points Bank's high standards of quality are met. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to congratulate the Minden Whippets basketball team on a great season. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. It's time to take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's basketball game, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area. With growth in deposits and loans in the past 20 years, they're unparalleled in the Tri-City area. They've also concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for their customers. Growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service are goals they strive for and achieve, making Five Points Bank your safe, secure banking choice. The Wood River Eagles will be the visitors tonight, and they will go with number 11, a 6'1" junior, Matt Wodelevich. Number 23 is a 6-foot senior, Ryan Powell. Number 24 is a 6-foot senior, Luke Wiseman. Number 31 is a 6'4" senior, Cooper Wissing. And number 33 is a 6'2" senior, Riley Egger. Powell averages about 11.5 points a game. Wissing is right there at just over 11 points a game and nearly 10 rebounds, a double-double Wissing averages. And Riley Egger, 8 points and about 5 rebounds per ball game. They have went through some illness. Trace Armstrong comes off the bench. He didn't even make trip yesterday because he was sick. Dylan Herman, normally a senior starter, he's been under the weather. He will not start tonight. And so a little illness, a little injury there for the Eagles, who are coached by Derek Lindsay, assisted by Robert Evans and Sam Bossert. Wood River comes in with a record of 12-10 after their double overtime victory last night against Centura. And they've been up and down all year long. Their longest winning streak was winning the holiday tournament. They won 4 in a row. Blue Hill, this is a team that beat Sutton right before Christmas, and that's when Sutton kind of turned things around. They've also then beat Cozad and Sandy Creek to get that 4-game winning streak, and then it's been up and down, back and forth ever since that first of the year term. So they come in with that record of 12-10. For the Minden Whippets, number 5 is a 5'11" junior, Carson Bloom. Number 11, 5'7" junior, Dan Christensen. Number 20, a 6'1" senior, Miles Steen. Number 21, 6'5" senior, Ben Peterson. And number 34, 6'1" junior, Derek Kissinger. Head coach of the Minden Whippets is Shannon Lovin, assisted by Dale Bloom, Aaron Martin, and Ryan Wotovic. Coach Lovin telling me they're pretty healthy, and so they are ready to go. At 18-2 on the season, their only losses coming to unbeaten Grand Island Central Catholic in December, and then a tough 3-point loss at Holdridge in the middle of January. And since then, the Whippets have run off 6 consecutive victories, and they are ranked 3rd in the state of Nebraska. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank, is just simply better. We do have the earliest start time in the area with this 5:30 tip-off. So if you're on the way over, we'll let you know that there are get ready to do the national anthem and introduce the starters here, and we'll be underway in about 5 minutes, and then the Kearney Catholic Gibbon game is scheduled to start at 7:15 here this evening. Later tonight on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Hastings St. Cecilia, the 3-time defending state champions, will try and get back to state as they take on St. Paul at 8:15 over at Hastings High. We'll be back with more from Rosencrantz Gymnasium here at Grand Island Northwest right after this timeout.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking, what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Five Points Bank, the better bank, offers access to virtually all types of investments. Product sponsors are carefully screened and continuously monitored to ensure Five Points Bank's high standards of quality are met. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Hi, I'm Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. FHA has offered reverse mortgages for more than 30 years. Seniors 62 and older can convert their home equity into income. For some people, this means they get to stay in their home without monthly payments. For others, it's extra cash each month. Stop by CharterWest National Bank for a free pamphlet to answer all your questions. 4511 North 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
Power of the Eagle, CharterWest National Bank.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Again, here's some of the matchups in the area tonight when it comes to sub-district basketball on the Class C and D front. It is going to be at Hastings High, Grand Island Central Catholic playing Central City. That tips off at 6:30, followed by the St. Cecilia-St. Paul game. Also in C1 tonight at Lexington, Hershey and Gothenburg tip it at 6, followed by Southern Valley and Broken Bow. In C2 over at Sandy Creek, Sutton and Hartland are playing at 6. Superior and Donovan Trumbull will play at 7:45. At Kearney Catholic, you've got four teams with 17 or more wins. It'll be Ravenna taking on Burwell at 6. Shelton and Arapaho will go at 7:45. In D1 basketball action tonight at St. Paul, Cedar Valley is playing Fullerton, and Luke City will take on Palmer. At Minden, for the folks that had to stay home and work that, Franklin is playing Kennesaw at 6. Axtell is playing Silver Lake at 7:45. At Holdridge tonight, Overton is playing playing Elwood at 6. Elm Creek is playing Bertrand at 7:45. In other basketball in D2 tonight at Central City, Giltner is playing Spalding Academy, and Heartland Lutheran is taking on Hampton in a battle of top 10 teams there, Heartland Lutheran and Hampton. At Elm Creek tonight, Pleasanton is playing SEM at 6. Litchfield and Loomis go at 7:45. And those are some of the games in the area tonight. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck to tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. We'll be back with the opening tip, Minden and Wood River, right after this.
The Kearney County Hospital Improvement Committee would like to remind everyone to vote for the bond on March 15th to improve our hospital and secure our health care. The need is now, so vote for the bond on March 15th. Remember, it's our future in health. Paid for by the Kearney County Hospital Improvement Committee.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
The ball is in the air, and Wood River is going to take the tip, and we're underway here in the C19. Wood River with the ball whistling up top, has it knocked off his knee, able to run it down, needs some help. Picks it out top to Ryan Powell. His pass deflected away, and Minden, if they make the outlet pass, would have had a layup. I don't know why they didn't make the pass, but it doesn't matter as it's knocked down by Derek Kissinger, and it's 2-0 Minden. Kissinger had Dan Christensen about 7 feet ahead of him, wide open for a layup, and elected not to make that pass, and now on the inbounds, Wood River turns it over. And that's not the start that Coach Derek Lindsay wanted to see from his ball club. So two possessions, two turnovers, and it is Minden ball underneath their own hoop. As we said in our pregame, Minden jumped out on Wood River 26-5 just a week and a half ago. I guess it's been 12 days since they played on the 10th. And that was not a good night for Wood River. They're coming out playing a 1-3-1 zone. Minden not afraid to shoot around that zone, but they really like to dribble, penetrate, get it inside. And right now they're just throwing over the top of the ball. It's knocked away, and the steal is made by Luke Wiseman. Minden's first turnover. Wiseman doesn't have numbers. He'll take it into the right-hand corner. Cut off on the baseline, kicks it back out to Powell. Minden's in a man-to-man. Back in the right-hand corner, they dump it down to Powell on the low block, and as he goes up for the shot, a foul is going to be called. Breaking him across the arm is going to be Miles Steen. First foul of the ball game, and it will result and a couple of free throws here for Cooper Wissing. We said it in the pregame again. Wood River needs to get off to a decent start. Survive the first quarter. Free throw is up and in. So Wissing will hit the first one. And the second one is coming up. Wissing fires the second one, and it rattles around, won't go. Rebound brought down by the man that committed the foul, Miles Steen. He'll kick it out on the wing to Bloom, and Bloom will bring it across the timeline. Left-hand dribble. Rotate it right side for a three. It's going to be short that time by Kissinger, and nobody grabs the ball. It goes out of bounds. Back over to the Wood River Eagles. And it is going to put on full-court pressure, and that's how they got up on Wood River the last time. Forced turnovers, got easy buckets. And to throw it in is Riley Egger. Egger is a strong man in the middle. He's only 6'2", and for Minden, they do a good job of matching up on him, and Wood River trying to lob it in, way overthrown, and out of bounds it goes. So third turnover here for Wood River, and Minden gets it underneath their own hoop for the second time in the first 90 seconds. And to throw it in will be Carson Bloom. Bloom throws it all the way out of the right side of the key, gets to Christensen, and Bloom gets it back and walks with it. So Minden turns it over, trying to go a little too quick that time. Second turnover here for the Whippets. Minden looking for their fourth consecutive trip to the state tournament. They had not been there in a long time. It was 13 years, and they got there in 08, and they finally won a state tournament game last year, finishing third in Lincoln. Pressure in the backcourt. Wood River dribbles it off a Lang. Wiseman gets it back and just gets across the timeline where he runs into the double team, and then his pass is deflected out of bounds. Wood River will throw it in on the side with Dan Christensen, and he will drop it into the backcourt here to Ryan Powell. Powell comes around. Backdoor cut underneath for a layup. What a pass up and in. Matt Wadalevich. Wadalevich lays it in on an excellent pass, and Wood River leads it by 1-3-2. Baseline quickly the other way. Drawing the foul is going to be Carson Bloom. Bloom will go to the line and shoot two. Minden will do that. They will be overly aggressive at times. And the foul is on Riley Egger. First on Wood River. And Carson Bloom goes to the line now for Minden. If you can get your feet set, you can probably draw a couple charges on Minden if they stay aggressive, which they usually do. And Bloom will put the first free throw up and in, and we are tied at 3. Minden can be pretty balanced, but Bloom does lead him in scoring at 16.2. Kissinger 15.8. Peterson 15.3 points per ball game. And a second free throw is no good. Riley Egger will pull down the rebound here for the Eagles. 3-3, 2 minutes in to our sub-district semifinal. Contact in the front court and a blocking foul going to be called. And the blocking foul is on Miles Steen, and that's two quick ones, and he'll quickly come out. Christian Schwenka will check in. That's one thing that Coach Levin does have. He's got a few kids that can come off the bench and play for him here. And Wood River will again throw it in the front court. He'll drop it into the back court with a long pass. Luke Wiseman will bring it up against the man-to-man, swing it over on the right side to Wadalevich. Wadalevich to the high post, and he dribbled the ball off his leg and ended up traveling with it. And it is the fourth turnover now for Wood River. So we have not seen the Eagles take a jump shot yet. They have turned it over four times, got fouled, and they made a layup on a backdoor cut to Wadalevich. Mended into the front court, drops it up top to Christensen, top of the circle against the zone. Hands it off there to Peterson. Peterson drives, dishes it to the big fellow Schwenka, who lays it up and in. Christian comes in and immediately gets in the scorebook. And it's 5-3 here for Minden. Wood River struggling with the Minden pressure. They just don't seem to be quite as quick. Long pass down the floor. Wissing saves it, attacks the hoop. Has his shot blocked down low by Ben Peterson. And Minden will come up the floor with it, and Wood River will reach in and commit the foul on Ryan Powell. Two different tempos of basketball already from what we've seen here in this game, and Wood River's going to bring Matt Glow in. He is a 6'6 senior, and that'll take Riley Egger out of the ball game. So Minden to throw it in, and Kissinger will turn and just dump it into Dan Christensen against that extended 1-3-1. Christensen into the right-hand corner, looking at the three, not there. Back up top to Christensen from Peterson. Brings it to the right elbow, back to Peterson, tries the three in the corner. It's short, no good. The ball ends up going right into the hands of Derek Kissinger after it was batted around a little bit. And a second chance opportunity here for the Whippets. 5-3 Minden, a long three on the way, and that's off the mark again by Kissinger. Nobody grabs the loose ball, and it'll long to Wood River. Wood River with just one rebound so far in the basketball game. We've seen him get the ball a couple of times when nobody has grabbed the board. 5-3 Minden, 4.5 to go here in the first quarter. Ball comes into the hands of Luke Wiseman. He's trapped in the backcourt. He needs help. The ball's out of bounds, and Wood River turns it over. Just a simple trap caught him on a baseline, and Wood River didn't have enough guys back to help out Luke Wiseman. And it'll now be Minden to take it out underneath their own hoop, but apparently a little perspiration on the basketball, and so they're going to wipe that down here. 4:30 to go, and it's been pretty quiet here in the first 3.5 minutes. I think the official also talking to a couple of the guys that might have been getting a little extra curricular activity going in that last trip down the floor, and on the inbounds pass, tried to go back door, and Wissing steps in front of Schwenker and makes the steal. Minden with their third turnover. Wood River takes their time getting it up the floor. Wissing will get it over to Wiseman, and Wiseman out between the circles. Off the pick to the right side to Wood 11. Top of the circle, they'll go to Powell. Powell dribbling off of Bloom, kicks it into the right-hand corner. Wood 11 kicks it back up top. Against the man-to-man defense here, Wood River trying to set some picks, a trip up, and we've got a blocking foul on Minden. Putting his hip out there was Derek Kissinger, his first and the third team foul. Into the ball game now for Minden will be Craig Driver, a senior, replacing Dan Christensen. And Wood River will throw it in underneath their own hoop. 111, channel to wing to Wiseman, skip pass all the way back over to 111. Matt can't get the three. Back up top for Powell for three. It's going to be short, no good. The rebound brought down by Schwenke. Schwenke's outlet pass to Bloom, draws some contact, no whistle, shot way off the mark. 111 got the rebound. That was one where they just leaned in expecting to get the foul, and there wasn't that much contact. Glow has it down the low block. Now kicks it out of the wing to Powell, and they reverse it quickly to the right side. 111. High post to Glow. From the right elbow to the left elbow to Wissing. Wissing is guarded out there by Schwenke. Hasn't really been involved too much in the offense. Try to force it into Glow. The ball tipped back out, and it will be grabbed there by Wood River and Matt Wood-Levich. 3:10 to go first quarter. Still 5-3, so it's a lot different than the first meeting between the teams because Minden is not scoring as much as they did the first time. Wood River bounce pass inside. Nobody there. The ball is deflected away. It goes out of bounds and stays with Wood River. Minden should have had a steal but couldn't grab it cleanly. And here comes Quinn Burkhardt into the ball game for Wood River. Minden's up 5-3 with 2:58 to go here in the first quarter of play. Ball comes into Wood-Levich, and he will throw it in to Burkhardt. Back to Wood-Levich. And we've got a foul away from the basketball. Going to be called on Wood River. Matt Glow trying to get posted up down low is going to be called for the offensive foul. His first and the team's third. And Minden will throw it in. Walk the ball up the floor, and Wood River will set back in that 1-3-1 zone with Burkhardt at the top, Wood-Levich at the bottom. Glow in the middle, flanked by Powell and by Wissing. Up top, here's an open look for Bloom. Three-pointer, a little short, no good. Sky in the air with such a great vertical. Cooper Wissing has it. Minden 0-4 from downtown. Burkhardt tries to push it all the way down the floor. Runs into the defense and then throws the basketball away. And it's going to be picked up by Bloom, trying to go in for the layup. It's contested, but he made it. Carson Bloom catches in the turnover, and it's 7-3. Minden by 4 with 2:10 to go here in quarter number one. Wood River having trouble here against his tough defense into Wissing. Double team. Kicks it to Glow. Passes up an 8-footer. Back down to Glow on the low block. Faces the hoop. Guarded there by Peterson. Matt didn't want to do much, so he gives it off to Powell. Then sets the pick. Shot no good. Ball tipped around. Comes back out to Cooper Wissing. Wissing takes his man off the dribble. Wrap around through the lane to Wadalevich. And Wood River just, I think, a little intimidated by Minden's height. It's not a lot of height in there, but you do got a 6'4 and a 6'5 from time to time, and Wood River is not taking those inside shots. Burkhardt to the high post, Glow. Back out to Burkhardt. Minute 25 to go now in the first quarter, and Minden's defense has really befuddled Wood River so far in this game. Wood-Levich finally decides to drive, and then his shot is going to be blocked in there, but Cooper Wissing able to grab the loose ball, and Minden call for the foul. The shot was blocked by Kissinger, but Wissing ran it down, and the foul will go on Christian Schwenke, his first, and the team's fourth. Wood River to throw it in again, but man, for their time of possession, they sure have not got any good looks, or have not taken the shot anyway. And with a minute 10 to go here in the first quarter, they'll move the ball to the right side to Wood-Levich, who lost his dribble. Glow comes up the top of the circle, takes it, gets it into the paint to Wissing, draws the double team, out to Wood-Levich for three. It's a flat one, no good. Rebound brought down by Minden. Schwenke, outlet pass into the front court to Peterson. Peterson walked with a basketball. Peterson got it in the right-hand corner and saw an opening but forgot to dribble. And now Dylan Herman will come in for Wood River. And back in Christensen for Minden. Full court pressure again by Minden. Wood River to throw it in with 53 seconds. I'll tell you what, if Wood River can get the ball in the front court here, I'd play for the last shot. They really have not done anything offensively, but at least neither has Minden. 7-3, but that's not the case. Powell's going to take it right down the middle, put it off the glass too strong. Glow with the rebound, blocked inside on his putback by Peterson, and now a foul is going to be called. Or are they just going to say it went out? No, they're just going to say it went out. 35 seconds to go in the quarter, and Wood River will have the ball. And before they inbound it, they want to get Egger in and take Glow out. And Wood River to throw it in underneath their own hoop. Dylan Herman looks into the paint, nothing there. Now lobs it out top, and it's stolen away by Bloom. Bloom takes it to the other end, and then he is just fouled going in by Ryan Powell, his second. That's kind of the difference between the two teams. That's why Wood River's 12-10 and Minden is 18-2. Wood River couldn't get the ball even in bounds there. And then when they didn't get it in bounds, made the mistake by turning it over and committing a foul. And at the line, Carson Bloom, he's one of two. He has three of their 7 points here in the first quarter, and the free throw is good. 8-3 Minden with 31 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Luke Wiseman will return here for Wood River. Second free throw now for Bloom. It's on the way, and it's no good. Rebound brought down by Riley Egger, and Egger with his second. Gets the outlet to Wiseman. Wiseman quickly across the timeline. He's got Minden trying to chase him down. Brings it all the way through. Kicks it out to Herman. Didn't get the shot. Swings it over to Burkhart. Off the pick. Nine-footer. No good. Not a lot of arch on it. Rebound brought down by Carson Bloom. And a foul in the backcourt on Wood River. So 13 seconds to go, and Dylan Herman with the personal foul. His first, the team's fifth. We've had nine fouls called in the first quarter, and we've got a total of 11 points. So Minden should get the last shot here. They'll get it in the hands of Carson Bloom into the right-hand corner. Try to lob it down low. It's knocked away by Egger. Steal is made. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and then Wiseman drills it off his foot. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. And the last 10 seconds was typical of the first 7 minutes and 50. It looks more like opening night than a sub-district semifinal. Let's see who can get things turned around first. After one, Minden 8, Wood River 3 on Classic Hits.
Take in life on the farm with a fabulous meal served farmhouse style at the Birch Hill White Hill Farmhouse Inn located north of Minden on 30th Road. Enjoy your main dish with homemade sides and desserts. Remember, you're always family at the farm. The Birch Hill's White Hill Farmhouse Inn.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Aurora Co-op in Minden is your one-stop farm supplier. Everything you need to keep your farm and everyday life running can be found at one of our many locations. Aurora Co-op recognizes and appreciates the time and dedication that all the coaches, athletes, and parents put into the program.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. Postseason time, we put state wrestling in the books. Congratulations to the Wood River Eagles, Class C state champions, and to Bryce Lewis of Minden, an individual champion. And right now we go to the second quarter of our high school hoops, and it will be Minden with a basketball, leading it 8-3 after one quarter. That featured quite a few fouls and quite a few turnovers. Get it on the low block, give and go, Whitney comes in and swats the shot of Kissinger off the glass. Cooper way up there for the first block shot of the game for the Eagles, and Wiseman will bring it to the front court. Bounce pass right side to Burkhart, who stays in the game, to Wissing. Wissing trying to move in on the spin. A lot of contact, off-balance shot won't go. Egger wrestles it away and scores. Riley Egger gets his first bucket of the ball game, and it's 8-5. Quickly up the floor, Minden. And it looked like maybe Craig Driver got his foot stepped on in there. He's a little lame coming up the floor. Here's a three-pointer, no good by Derek Kissinger. Rebound to Riley Egger, his fourth. And Minden trying to slow down Cooper Wissing. Long pass to him. Had to throw it back into the court of play. Out to Wiseman, to Egger. In the first quarter, we had 13 turnovers and 9 fouls between the two teams. Wissing backs in. Good spin move. Up and in, and he draws the foul on Miles Steen. His third. The third foul on Steen. And Wood River did what they needed to do. Get it to him. And Wissing with his first bucket of the ball game. to go along with a free throw, and he could tie the game here in about a minute's worth of time. So Cooper Wissing now at the line to try and complete the three-point play. And the free throw is up and in, and we are tied at 8. Wissing has 4 for Wood River. Bloom has 4 for Minden. Wood River 8 turnovers, 5 for Minden. Minden is 0 of 4 in the first quarter from three-point land. Wood River 0 of 2. 6 rebounds, Wood River 5 the other way. Another 3 on the way. Peterson, no good. Long rebound comes out to Carson Bloom. And a second chance opportunity. Bloom, top of the circle, dribbles right side of the key. Skip pass left side. Wide open Christensen for the 3. It's over everything. And the rebound brought down by Wiseman. And Luke, or excuse me, by Awanilevich. Wrong number 11. And up the 4 they come. Burkhart with it. And Wood River could take the lead back. Get it into Wissing. He leans. He's blocked. And the ball knocked away. Blocked out of there by Christian Swinka. That's already the 4th blocked shot. And Bloom coming up the floor in all kinds of contact. They're finally going to blow the whistle. It's going to go on Luke Wiseman, his first. Team 6. Powell has 2 for Wood River. Steen has 3 for Minden. And back into the ball game will be Ryan Powell and Luke Wiseman. We'll get a breather here. Minden ball underneath their own hoop. 8-8, three-pointer on the inbound. No good. The rebound brought down underneath by Matt Wodolevich. Minden is 0 of 8 from three-point land, and they've already managed to shoot 4 three-pointers in 2 minutes in the second quarter. 8-8, 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Wiseman lost the ball, but that's because it was knocked out of his hands. Again, the first game between the teams, Minden was up 26-5 after one. So Wood River, I guess you can say, survived the first quarter, even though they only scored 3 points. Then they come out and get 5 in a minute and 10 to start the second. And they have the ball here. With it is off the pick, free throw line, up and in. Ryan Powell makes it 10-8. Wood River with a 2-point lead. And Minden's going to have to find a way to score from inside the arc because they're not doing it outside against this 1-3-1 zone. There's a right elbow jumper from 14 that is no good by Christian Schwenka. And a rebound brought down by Cooper Wissing. He's got 3. Wood River was not hitting the boards early. They have changed that over the last 6 minutes. And they are out-rebounding Minden. Burkhart down to Egger. A little wide of him. And another Wood River turnover. That is the 9th turnover for Wood River. Egger, had he caught that, had nobody behind him because Minden was fronting him, but the pass was wide enough that Egger thought it was for somebody else. 10-8 Wood River. Minden ball, right-hand corner. Schwenka up top, driving in Bloom, in traffic. It's contested by Egger. Shot no good. Comes back out to Bloom, and he walks with the basketball. Bloom went up in traffic to try to get the rebound, came back down off balance, and could not control it. And Minden has yet to score here in the second quarter, and we've played 3 minutes and 14 seconds. And a timeout called right before Wood River threw it away on the inbound. 30-second timeout by the Eagles. 4:46 to go here in the first half of play. It is Wood River 10, Minden 8. We'll be right back.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Welcome back to Rosencrantz Gym here at Grand Island Northwest High School. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Wood River, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. It's a very low-scoring game, but Wood River may need this to hang with Minden, a team that can get you 70, 80 points per ball game. It is 10-8 Wood River with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Wissing kicks it to Wiseman against his Minden man-to-man. The story is Wood River's turning it over, and Minden is missing a lot of shots. Burkhart with it. Minden's defense has been very solid. That has been the one big positive of this basketball game is Minden's defense has not allowed Wood River to take a good shot, except for that layup by Cooper Wissing on a backdoor cut from Ryan Powell. And Wissing now 6 in the ball game, and it is 12-8. Minden with a basketball there, 0 of 8 from downtown, and they're going to try and settle it down. The Wood River fans starting to make some noise here. And a three in the corner is on the way. It is in and out. No good by Derek Kissinger. And another rebound by Wissing. He's got four. Egger has four. And Wood River's got the ball. And a little more pep in their step as they get the ball up the floor quickly. And, of course, if Minden can't score, they can't put full court pressure on you and put the pressure on these guards like they did in the first meeting. Burkhart off the dribble bounce pass right wing to Wodelevich. Wodelevich's pass to Wissing is loose on the floor and then a foul on the floor as it is turned over. And not able to get out of the way in time was Quinn Burkhart. That'll be the first foul on Burkhart with the 10th turnover on Wood River. And that will put them in the 1-1, and Matt Glow comes in for Riley Egger. And as the 6'6 senior comes in, if he gets the ball down to the post like he did in the first quarter, he has got to shoot the basketball because he's actually been open a few times. Bloom, 2-4 at the line, is back there for the third time in the ball game, and a free throw is too strong, no good, and Wissing has his fifth rebound. He'll get it out of there and then wait for Ryan Powell, who will bring it across the timeline, and that's where he will be met by Carson Bloom. Crossover dribble to the right side, has Bloom on his hip, and then tries to make a fancy pass backwards and throws it behind his teammate, Matt Wodelevich. Again, Wood River not able to get by Minden off the dribble very much, but they did there, and I think it surprised him. And he had in his mind that he was going to kick it out the whole way. Minden has yet to score in the second quarter. We've played 5 minutes. Bloom's pass knocked away. Burkhart picked back up by Carson. Into the ball game. Kendall for Wood over Minden, and now Minden turns it over. First turnover for Minden. And the Whippets, you got to wonder what's going through their mind right now. As the press is broke up to Wodelevich. Bounce pass, hustling down and knocking it away is Sinzel. Good hustle by Sinzel to knock away what would have been a sure layup from Wodelevich. Wood River is setting up back cuts. They are making good bounce passes, and that's how they've got a majority of their points on the layups. 12-8 off the inbounds pass. Try to set up Wodelevich in the deep right-hand corner for three. It's not there. Drives in, kicks it out to Burkhart. Into the left-hand corner to Wissing. He's picked up there by Peterson. Off the screen, they throw it back out on the wing to Powell. Powell pushed out towards midcourt by Bloom. Keeps the dribble with 2.5 to go in the quarter. Over to Wodelevich on the right side of the key. Tries to come off the screen and actually runs into a double team to Glow. Glow back up top, Powell. Quick reversal over to Powell. Pulls up from 11 and hits it. Cooper Wissing with 7 in the quarter from Powell. 14-8. It is an 11-0 run by Wood River. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Carney Catholic in given game two, but right now a surprise is driving in. Wissing blocks the shot of Ben Peterson. Peterson got by two, but couldn't get by three. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter, and a shocking development here in the first 14 minutes of this game. A reach-in foul called on Minden as Burkhart tried to dribble through the double team. And it's going to be on number 12, Thomas Sinzel. His first, it is the team sixth, and Dylan Herman, who's been under the weather, comes back into the ball game. Played a couple of minutes in the first quarter. 1:52 to go before the half. Throw it in to Quinn Burkhart. Guarded up there by Sinzel. Looks for the pick. The pick and roll, but comes back out. Long three, Powell, and it is off the mark. No good. Rebound loose on the floor and captured by Ben Peterson. 14-8 Wood River. A minute 35 to go here in quarter number two. And the ball knocked out of bounds. It will remain Minden. Again, coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. First half stats of this team. Preview of game two. A and B girls also getting their districts underway tonight. As Minden will have the basketball. Still looking for their first points of the second quarter. We played 6.5 minutes. Holding the ball, swinging it over to Bloom was Kissinger. Schweike gets it underneath. Here's a dish off for a layup, Ben Peterson. And Minden finally moves the scoreboard here with a minute 15 to go in the second quarter. 14-10, Wood River. Across the timeline, Powell off the screen to the right baseline. Now nowhere to go, kicks it back out, Wissing. Picked up there by Peterson. Wissing takes him off the dribble. He's too deep, throws it through to Burkhart. 7-footer good. Quinn Burkhart hits the open jumper. 16-10, Wood River. 50 seconds to go first half. Into the front court with it, Carson Bloom. Bloom over on the right side. Open three on the way. Kissinger got it. The first three of the ball game for Minden. They are now 1 of 10 from beyond the arc. 16-13, Wood River by three. 40 seconds to go in the half. They need to secure the basketball, and Bloom knocks it away. Bloom gets the steal. Bloom goes in for the layup, dishes it off, and scoring is Ben Peterson. 25 seconds to go. They get it into Powell. Wood River needs to slow down, but they don't. They turn it over again. Pull up three on the way. No good by Kissinger. Rebound Peterson. Fouled inside by Whistler. And Wood River has got to be sick right now. 15 minutes worth of solid defensive basketball, and they might give Minden the lead here in about 15 seconds. Two free throws coming up for Ben Peterson. We got back-to-back buckets in there. So they didn't score in the first 6 minutes and 45 seconds, and the free throw is good. And now they have scored 8 points in a minute. And Minden has tied the ball game up at 16. Second free throw coming up here for Peterson, which should give Minden a little momentum going into the locker room. It's on the way. It's no good. Rebound comes out to Matt Glow. Let's see if Wood River can get a good shot by halftime. 8 seconds, still in the backcourt. Midcourt with 6. Bringing it up is Wiseman. Right-hand corner, he forces a desperation 3 that actually hits the standard. He got so deep in the right-hand corner that he hit the standard behind the backboard. And Wood River will give it up to Minden with 1 second to go in the quarter. So Minden to throw it in. And they will throw it up from three-quarter court. It's on the way. It almost went in. Off the glass at the rim from Derek Kissinger. And that brings us to the end of the first half of play. And Minden able to get 5 points here to end the quarter. And tie Wood River, the huge underdog, 16-16 at the half. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. So stay with us here on Classic Hits and KKPR.com.
You make promises in life. When you get married, have kids, buy a home, you make promises to take care of the ones you love. The independent agents representing Auto Owners Insurance Company will help you keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. For all your home, life, auto, and business insurance needs, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
See the Kroll Agency in Minden, Hastings, Kennesaw, and Roseland.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Along with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Grand Island Northwest Rosencrantz Gym. Want to say a big thank you to Athletic Director Rocky Allman for his hospitality, not only over the last 2 weeks for the Girls and Boys Subdistrict, but as always here at Northwest High School. And it is time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously from your home, the farm, and your business. They'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. And a big surprise here at halftime. The top seed and third-ranked Minden Whippets, coming in with a record of 18-2, are tied with 12-10 Wood River at the half, 16-16. Minden had an 8-3 lead after the first quarter, and Wood River then scored the next 11 points of the ball game to go up 14-8, only to see Minden then score 8 points in a minute 15. They didn't score in the first 6:45. They scored 8 points in the final minute 15, 5 of those coming from Ben Peterson. The other, the only 3 of the game, from Derek Kissinger. Don't forget the second game coming up here tonight. We'll have the 8th-ranked team in the state, the 16-6 Kearney Catholic Stars, taking on the Gibbon Buffaloes, led by freshman sensation Ian Riley Reinerson. Gibbon is 9-11, but is 1-4 in their last 5 basketball games. So Gibbon going to try and get things turned around. Kearney Catholic pulled away from Gibbon 56-37 in the first meeting right before the conference tournament. And then, of course, Gibbon went in and made it into the semifinals of that conference tournament, which Kearney Catholic went on and won. A reminder that the winners of tonight's 2 games will meet again here on Thursday night, and we'll have the games for you on Classic Hits 98.9 at 7 o'clock. Friday, it is girls' district basketball action. We will be at Columbus Lakeview. Thank you very much for Ravenna Crofton at 7 o'clock coming up on Friday night. And on ESPN 1460, Amherst will play Kennesaw at Gibbon for a berth in the D1 state tournament. Kennesaw's had a knack of getting there as the eighth seed, and if they win that, they'd probably do it again. Amherst is just trying to get back to the state tournament and is the cream of the crop in that district. But we'll never know until the ball game is over, because as this game is indicating in the first half, you just never know in the postseason. Both those games Friday tip off at 7. Also, Centura will be playing O'Neill. That game will be just up the road at St. Paul, also tipping off at 7 o'clock. Let's see if we've got a few more of those from Friday night coming your way, because the girls' A and B districts are getting underway tonight. There are quite a few girls' teams, obviously, in the area getting ready for those Friday night games. Other Friday night games will have Hastings St. Cecilia playing Columbus SCOTUS in York. Southern Valley will play Gordon Rushville at Sutherland. Sutton and Friend will play at Hastings High. Also, it will be Cedar Valley and Chambers Wheeler Central playing at Ord. Wilcox, Hildreth, and Ansley will be playing at Kearney Catholic. And those are the matchups from the area Friday night games that tip off at 7 o'clock. Here at 16-all, Wood River and Minden at the half. We'll be back with the numbers right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship Bank. What they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust. What you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to congratulate the Minden Whippets basketball team on a great season. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half stats. First of all, for the Minden Whippets, Carson Bloom has 4 points, 3 rebounds. Miles Steen has a rebound. Ben Peterson, 5 points on that last minute 15 of quarter number two. He also has a couple of rebounds and 2 block shots. Christian Schwenke, 2 points, 2 rebounds and a block. And Derek Kissinger, 5 points, a rebound and a block. 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 4 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first quarter, 1 of 3 in the second quarter. 3-point shooting, 0 of 4 in the first, 1 of 7 in the second. Turnovers, 5 in the first quarter, 1 in the second. Foul situation, Miles Steen does have 3 and has only played about 3 minutes, maybe 4 minutes in this basketball game. 8 points in each quarter. Minden has 16 points, 9 rebounds, 3 out of 7 at the free throw line, 1 of 11 from 3-point land, 4 block shots, 6 turnovers. Minden shooting just 27% from the field in the first half. For the Wood River Eagles, Quinn Burkhart, 2 points. Matt Winilevich, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Ryan Powell, 2 points. Cooper Wissing leading all scorers with 8 points. He also has 5 rebounds and 2 blocks. Riley Egger, 2 points, 4 rebounds. And Matt Glow has 2 rebounds. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 in the second. The free throws are all from Wissing. 1 of 2 in the first quarter, 1 of 1 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in each quarter. Turnovers, 8 in the first quarter and 5 more in the second. Foul situation, Ryan Powell, the only player, with 2. Wood River had 3 points in the first quarter, then went on an 11-0 run and totaled 13 total in the second quarter. And at the half, Wood River, 16 points, 14 rebounds, 2 out of 3 at the free throw line, 0 of 4 from 3-point land, 2 block shots and 13 turnovers. And we are all tied up here at half of the boys' C-19 semifinal, 12-10 Wood River, 18-2 Minden, 1 versus 4 seeds, and it is 16-16 here at the half. Again, there's some other basketball action going on tonight. Kearney High girls are playing at Lincoln Southwest this evening. The Grand Island girls are playing Omaha West Side at Bellevue East. The Hastings girls are playing Aurora here in the city of Grand Island at Senior High. In case you didn't see, the A and B boys district pairings came out today. Kearney will be traveling to North Platte to play Millard West. Now, remember the last couple of years, they wait till that last week. The top seven teams in the wild card then get to host, and then they just break them down and people have to travel, and that's why Millard West is going all the way to North Platte to play Kearney High Saturday night at 7:15, and we will have that game for you on our airwaves on Saturday night for the Kearney High boys. For Grand Island, they will be taking on Lincoln High. That game is at Omaha Central Saturday at 7, and the B5 at Grand Island will have Aurora playing Hastings Saturday at 6, Northwest, and Lexington at 7:45 at Grand Island Senior High. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Minden 16, Wood River 16, the second half is next.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
The Kearney County Hospital Improvement Committee would like to remind everyone to vote for the bond on March 15th to improve our hospital and secure our health care. The need is now, so vote for the bond on March 15th. Remember, it's our future in health. Paid for by the Kearney County Hospital Improvement Committee.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
And welcome back to Rosencrantz Gym. We want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball here on Classic Hits and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. We go to the second half. Minden got a little something going there at the end of the second quarter, but it's still 16-16. I think the question here is, can Wood River get something going? They've made a few nice passes on their back cuts, but that's been about it. When it comes down to jump shots, they've got maybe a couple in the ball game. And to start things off, an immediate turnover. One-on-one, it's knocked away up top by Christensen. Bloom goes in and hits the layup. So just like the game started, the second half started, that's exactly how the game started when Wood River won the tip and turned it over before they got a shot. Burkhart crosses the timeline, picked up his dribble, tries to force the pass, and Carson Bloom steals it away and goes in for another layup. So just like that, the lead is up to 4 for the Minden Whippets, and it's 20-16 as they get their full court pressure on. Egger in the backcourt is trapped and travels with the basketball. Wood River has 3 turnovers in 37 seconds. Not what they envisioned. You knew Minden was going to come out with a hard charge to start the third quarter. Just didn't expect it to take effect so quickly. And Minden will have the ball still against the 1-3-1 zone. Backdoor lob. Got it into Peterson after it was deflected. The ball goes out of bounds. And they're going to give it to Minden. They're going to say Cooper Wissing was standing out of bounds when he reached over to pick it up. So Carson Bloom will throw it in on the baseline. He's unguarded. Throw it out on the wing to Kissinger. Three-pointer on the way. Off the front of the iron, no good. Offensive rebound pulled down. Another three on the way. This one by Bloom is no good. And the rebound brought down by number 11, Matt Winilevich, and we go the other way. Wood River tries to get it inside, and the ball is kicked. 20-16. Wood River trailing now. 1 minute into the second half. And Powell to throw it in. Lobs it out to midcourt to Winilevich. Quinn Burkhart getting the second half start here for Coach Derek Lindsay. Come off the bench in the first half and driving in. Winilevich put it up too strong, but Egger has an uncontested offensive putback up and in. Can't lose Riley Egger if you're the Minden Whippets, and there was nobody around him on the backside. 20-18, Egger with his second bucket. Skip pass left side, and here is Christensen. Christensen to the baseline. His pass deflected, but makes it out to Bloom. Fakes the three, comes to the free throw line, kicks it right side. Kissinger looked at the three and then put the ball on the floor. Back to Bloom. Has some room into the paint against Egger. And a blocking foul going to be called. And they're going to call this one on Riley Egger. Wow, I don't know about that one. Egger never moved. That's the first foul of the second half, of the second foul on Egger. Bloom initiated the contact, and he's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. First one is up and in. Carson has been to the line four times now, and he is 3 of 6 at the moment. He's got a team-high 9 points, and all five of them so far here in the third quarter for the Whippets. And the wild card doesn't necessarily look good for anybody out of this district. Minden is down the ways, and Kearney Catholic's behind them. The free throw is up and in by Bloom. So he hits them both, and the lead is back out to 4, 22-18. Powell trying to dribble around the double team, and Minden gets a little too handsy and reaches in and trips him up. And for Matt Wardalevich, he's going to get up the floor, and the foul is going to be called on Daniel Christensen. No, they're going to call it on Carson Bloom. Bloom with his first. 22-18. Minden with the lead. 2 minutes into the second half, and Wood River throws it away. 17 turnovers for the Eagles. And 4 in less than 2 minutes here to start the second half. This is almost identical to the way the ball game started. Wood River turned it over for their first 6 possessions. Had a layup and a free throw. And Minden got off to an early lead. Here's a 3-pointer. Kissinger, and that one's up and in. Derek Kissinger with his second 3. He's got 8 points, and Minden now has their biggest lead at 7, 25-18. And now Bloom steals it away in the backcourt again, lays it up and in, and a timeout is needed by Wood River, and they will take one here. Timeout on the floor with 5:36 to go in the third quarter of play. Minden has found its groove. It's the Whippets 27 and Wood River 18. We'll be back in a minute.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Take in life on the farm with a fabulous meal served farmhouse style at the Birch Hill White Hill Farmhouse Inn, located north of Minden on 30th Road. Enjoy your main dish with homemade sides and desserts. Remember, you're always family at the farm. The Birch Hill's White Hill Farmhouse Inn.
Well, Wood River had a 14-8 lead late in the second quarter, and since then, Minden has went on a 19-4 run, and they have scored those 19 points in basically 3.5 minutes. Wood River to throw it in against full court pressure out of the timeout. They find Egger, who gives it back to Wardalevich. Wardalevich to Powell. They've got to set a pick for him in the backcourt. The outlet pass knocked away, but goes to Wardalevich. Bloom trying to knock it away, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Wood River. Carson Bloom forcing another turnover. And coming into the ball game is going to be Tom Sinzel for Minden, and for Wood River is going to be Luke Wiseman. And back over to Minden it goes. Kissinger, Christensen, Sinzel, Peterson, and also in there, Christian Schwenka. 27-18, and Minden got down in the corner and stepped out of bounds. So the first turnover of the second half for Minden, that's only their second turnover since the first quarter. You're listening to Classic Hits on 98.9 KKPR.com. Wood River turns it over again on the inbound. It's stolen away. Sinzel shot, no good, but he is fouled. Sinzel will go to the line and shoot two. These will be the first free throw attempts of the ball game for Sinzel. The foul on Luke Wiseman is his second. And the free throw is on the way and skips out, no good. Sinzel, a 5'7 junior, this Minden ball club with 4 seniors on it, 2 starters in Steen and Peterson, who has been in foul trouble and really hasn't been utilized now in the third quarter either, since they played most of the game without him, unfortunately. Second free throw, Sinzel up and in. So Thomas has his first point, and it's now 28-18. Minden has quickly stretched that lead out to 10 with a 12-2 run to start the second half in 3 minutes. Wood River with the basketball in the backcourt, getting it across the timeline. It's going to be Wiseman. Wiseman throws it into the right-hand corner to Wood. Levitch drives the baseline. Out top, whistling. Cooper for three. It's off the heel, no good. Rebound comes out to Ben Peterson. Peterson, outlet pass to Kissinger in the front court. Derek stops the three-point line, looks inside, nothing there. Back out top to Christensen. On the right elbow, they'll go to Schwenke. He gives it to Peterson, drives the hoop, runs over Egger, shot no good. Rebound brought down by Cooper Wissing, his sixth. And Wissing will clear it out to Wiseman. Long outlet pass into the front court. They go to Wodolevich. Doesn't attack, though. Waits for Wiseman, and they'll set up their half-court offense against the Minden man-to-man. Over on the right wing, Wodolevich. Matt, couple of dribbles into the right-hand corner. To the right elbow now. Kicks it through the paint. Looking to the three, but not taking it. Is going to be Wiseman. Now down low to Egger. Egger, short jumper off the glass, up and in. Riley finally found some space down low. He's got 6 points. 28-20 Minden, 4 minutes to go, third quarter of play. Christensen in the front court, lost his dribble in the right-hand corner, out to Sinzel on the wing. Thomas says here, you can have it back to the high post. Schwenke, now into the right-hand corner. Peterson, 4-3, it's good. They have the three-pointers now, maybe starting to warm up a little bit for Minden. 8 points for Peterson. And Wood River is now down by 11. And in the backcourt, a reach-in foul called on the Whippets. Going to go Derek Kissinger, his second, team second of the half. And Minden really had Wood River in some trouble. They were only about 8 feet up the floor with little time to make the timeline. After a short breather, Carson Bloom comes back in for Minden, and Craig Driver is in there. Wood River will get the ball into Luke Wiseman. Wiseman gets it to the hands of Dylan Herman, who just checked in as well. Herman up the floor, ran into some traffic, but he goes to Wissing. Cooper double-team, comes in the left-hand corner, now lost his dribble. Gets it to Herman. Herman pulls up for the three. It's off the iron, no good. Tip try, Ryan Powell snuck in there. Ryan Powell with the tip back, 31-22. Minden into the front court. Here's Bloom on the left elbow. Picks it back out. Driver for the three. Good. Three straight threes for the Minden Whippets. And it's 34-22. Whippets by a dozen. Herman beats everybody back. Layup up and in. Dylan Herman with the layup makes it 34-24. And this is the biggest offensive explosion we've seen at any point in the ballgame. 2:45 to go here in the third quarter. Jump pass trying to force it inside to Steen, and it's going to be knocked away. Miles had no chance to get that. And Wood River into the front court. Another lazy pass, and it's going to be taken away. Boy, we've seen a lot of that tonight. Kissinger to the other end, off the glass and in. Minden's quick, but Wood River sure is helping them. They're making lob passes. They don't come to meet the ball a few times, and Minden just jumps right on them. Whistling into the front court now. Got a little bump by Peterson. Does a 360 move in the lane, and he is going to get the foul call. Cooper Wissing will go to the line looking for his first point of the second half after getting 8 in the first half. So far, Minden has outscored Wood River 20-8 here in the third quarter. Minden had 16 points in the first half. They've got 20 in 5.5 minutes here in the second. Wissing's free throw is good, and the foul was on Miles Steen, his fourth. So Steen just in the wrong place at the wrong time tonight for the Whippets, as every foul seems to get called on him. Second free throw now for Wissing. On the way, and it is in and out, no good. Peterson grabs his fourth rebound. 36-25 Minden, 2:10 to go, third quarter. Bloom trying to work off a pick at the top of the circle. Pushes off on Wiseman. Swings it right side to Ben Peterson. Back to Kissinger. Another three. It's up and in. Four straight threes for Minden. They were one for their first 13. Now they've made four in a row. And that's how a three-point shooting team does it. Outlet pass. Driver about stole it away. Herman trying to save it. It goes out of bounds off of Bloom. Players all over on the floor. Everybody gets up, shakes it off. Looks like they're going to be okay. And Quinn Burkhart returns to the lineup here for Wood River. And Wiseman will check out. The 12-10 Wood River Eagles were tied at half with 18-2 Minden. But Minden has forced 8 more turnovers so far here in the third quarter and turned most of those into points. Powell working on Bloom in the man-to-man. Right elbow finds a seam, takes it in, and gets fouled. Trying to slide over and help out Christian Schwenke. Looks like he'll be the man that gets the foul, and that'll be the second on Christian. Fourth team foul of the half. on Minden. Again, Kearney Catholic and Gibbon will be our next game at 7:15. So stay with us for that as Powell makes his first trip to the free throw line, and the free throw is no good. In fact, this is the first Wood River Eagle besides Cooper Wissing to go to the free throw line in the ball game, and it's at the 1:34 mark of the third quarter. You're listening to the C19 Boys Sub-District Semifinal on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Wood River, Minden, and the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. Powell's second free throw, also no good. And Ben Peterson will grab his fifth rebound. Up the floor, Kissinger to Bloom in the left-hand corner. Drives the hole, puts it up and in. Carson Bloom has 10 in the quarter and 14 now in the game. And it's 41-25. And this third quarter, the turning point here tonight. In the front court, Herman swings it to Burkhart. Over the left wing, open three. Powell on the way is in and out again. No good. Glow, who's in, got the rebound, tries to stick it back up and in. Matt Glow with his first bucket of the ball game. 41-27 Minden. A minute to go here in the third quarter. Bloom into the right-hand corner. Peterson, a quick three on the way. That one is no good. Breaks a string of four in a row. Ball is going to be saved in, and then the shot of Kissinger is blocked, goes into the hands of the big fellow Luke Pieper, no good. Rebound brought down Kissinger, and finally a foul to end the madness. I think that was Wissing that got the block shot underneath, and Cooper will have three in the game, and he will now also commit the personal foul. That will send Kissinger to the line for the first time. Derek, three threes in the game, two of them here in the quarter, and he puts the free throw up and in. He's got 14 points just like Carson Bloom. So that's 28 of the 42 now for Minden. 42-27, Whippets, 39 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play. Second free throw now for Kissinger. On the way, and it's in. So Derek, just like Bloom, having a big, big third quarter. 43-27, full court pressure on. Ball knocked away, another Wood River turnover in the backcourt. Kissinger dumps it down low, open look, but then Glow came over and blocked the shot there. A Pieper, first block for Glow, saved by Minden. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Peterson drives into the baseline, has to force the shot, it's no good. 111 grabs his fifth board, and plenty of time with 15 seconds into Cooper Wissing's hand. Midcourt now, across the timeline, they'll go with Powell. Powell pulls it back out to hold for the last shot. Dribbles to the right side, try to open the lane. He comes in, lost the handle, well defended. Turnover Wood River, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and they will end up throwing the ball away, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. But what a third quarter it was for Minden. They put up 27 points. It was 16 all at the half, but now it's Minden 43, Wood River 27. We head to the fourth quarter in a minute on Classic Hits.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Aurora Co-op in Minden is your one-stop farm supplier. Everything you need to keep your farm and everyday life running can be found at one of our many locations. Aurora Co-op recognizes and appreciates the time and dedication that all the coaches, athletes, and parents put into the program.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
We head to the fourth quarter here of the boys C19 semifinals. It's Minden 43 and Wood River 27. And boy, Wood River threw the ball in to start the third quarter, turned it over within 5 seconds, and it never got any better. And Minden's going to set up a lob for Peterson on the backside. They overthrow him. The ball is loose. We're going to get the first jump ball of the game, and that will belong to Wood River, of course. But Minden outscoring Wood River 27-11 in the quarter. 10 in the quarter for Carson Bloom. He's got 14. 10 of the quarter for Derek Kissinger. He's got 15. Ben Peterson has 8. The big difference, 4 of 7 from three-point land in that quarter after going 1 of 11 in the first half. And Wood River turns it over again on a bounce pass at midcourt. It just ran right into the legs of a Minden player. Now Kissinger's going to cast up the three. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Quinn Burkhart. Burkhart, long outlet pass into the front court. Barely got to Powell, and then Powell throws it away, trying to get it to wide open 1-11 underneath. That is the 25th turnover for Wood River. 12 here in the second half. And we've played 30 seconds into the fourth quarter. Cooper Wissing leads Wood River with 9 points, but only one in the second half. Then Egger with six. Three, Kissinger uncontested. That time it is not going to go. The ball tipped around, and Matt Glow able to grab the loose ball, his fourth rebound. Let's see if Wood River can find the range. They have not made a three. They are 0 of 7, down to Wissing. Wissing's going to post up, turnaround jumper, no good. Offensive rebound, Wodolevich. And then it's knocked out of his hands. Peterson was staying strong that time. Ron Cooper Wissing, waiting for the block. He might have got enough of it to knock it away from the hoop. Wood River ball underneath their own hoop. Left-hand corner to Wissing. To Burkhart. Burkhart way out left side of the key. Bounce pass up to Powell, and he's near the center circle. Back to Burkhart against Minden's man-to-man. Tried to force it inside to Glow. And it's turned over. Up the floor come the Minden Whippets. On the right wing, Kissinger. Down on the post to Schwenka. Back in the corner to Peterson, right side. He makes a good bounce pass underneath. And the short jumper in and out by Kissinger. Don't know how that didn't go. And the rebound brought down by Matt Glow. Glow outlet into the front court. Wissing. Wissing wants to attack. Off one, off two. Kicks it out to the wing now to Burkhart. And they're going to call Burkhart for a travel. Another Wood River turnover. And that has been the story of the basketball game. They were able to survive those 13 first-half turnovers because Minden was not making any shots. That's not the case here in the second half. No change in the score in the first minute 45 of the fourth quarter. It's still Minden 43 and Wood River 27. The winner comes back Thursday at 7 here at Rosencrantz in Northwest and also here on Classic Hits 98.9. Schwenk in the left-hand corner, skip pass up top. They'll go to Christensen. Into the paint. Tries to make a bounce pass through traffic. It's deflected away. Somehow he got it back. Now Kissinger for three at the top of the key. In and out, no good. And we've got an over-the-back foul underneath. Looks like Carson Bloom might be the guilty party here. That'll be his second personal foul. Fifth team foul on Minden. And Miles Steen will come back into the ball game. Again, you haven't heard Miles' name very much because he has been in foul trouble. Too early in the first. One right away in the third and the fourth right away. The third was right away in the second quarter and then the fourth early in the third when they brought him in anyway. Wissing trying to drive the baseline, runs out of real estate off the leg of Peterson and it's going to go out of bounds. Egger comes in and Glow checks out. Wood River, quite a few seniors on this ball club. They're trying to rebuild from the top and Wood River to throw it in. Lob out to Burkhart who got shoved by Daniel Christensen, and so he'll be called for the foul. And that is the sixth team foul. That's the first foul on Christensen. Powell to throw it in here at the scorer's table for Wood River. And has to go into the backcourt to Burkhart. He's out there with Wodolevich, Egger, and Cooper Wissing. Burkhart into the front court. Christensen keeps a hand on him. You can hear the crowd behind us, and then another turnover. There's nothing you can really do about that. I mean, if you're over on the coaching side, you're trying to figure out something to do, and Coach Derek Lindsay is going to call a timeout. He'll have two remaining with 5:31 to go in the ball game. It remains Minden 43, Wood River 27. You're listening to the C19 Sub-District Tournament on Classic Hits.
You make promises in life. When you get married, have kids, buy a home, you make promises to take care of the ones you love. The independent agents representing Auto Owners Insurance Company will help you keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. For all your home, life, auto, and business insurance needs, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
See the Curl Agency in Minden, Hastings, Kennesaw, and Roseland.
Along with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Rosencrantz Gymnasium saying a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. And with 5:30 to go here in the ball game, Minden finally shaking Wood River free in the second half. They lead it 43-27 after we were tied at halftime at 16. Minden basketball, left-hand corner, kick it out for a three. Miles Steen, first shot of the ball game for Miles is in. A three-point bucket, and it's 46-27. Minden now with a comfortable 19-point lead. Still pressure onto the backcourt. Wissing trying to find a pick to bring the ball up the floor. Does right down the sideline. Now attacks the hoop. He'll lay it up. No good. Rebound Egger. Knocked out of his hands. And out of bounds to Wood River. Wissing, when he came through, got around two guys and tried to avoid the contact underneath. And there was either a little contact or a flop, and then there was a big mess in the paint trying to get him up, and now Wood River can't get the ball in, and they're going to have to burn a timeout, and they'll have only one remaining. So with 4:57 to go in the ball game, it is Minden 46 and Wood River 27. We'll be right back.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And we're back to action as Wood River will get the ball up top. Now lob it down to Egger. He'll turn and score and draw the foul. Riley Egger with his 8th point of the basketball game, and the first points of the fourth quarter for Wood River come at the 4:50 mark. And Coach Derek Lindsay just looking at his guard saying, see, it works. That's what the problem was last night. They weren't getting the ball inside until late, and then it worked. And the foul on Miles Steen, and Miles has fouled out of the game. He did manage to get a shot up and hit that three before fouling out with 4:50 to go. Free throw is on the way, and it is in, so Riley Egger completes the three-point play. He's got 9 points, 46-30. Minden with 4:45 to go in the game. Halftime in C2, Ravenna 27, Burwell 13. 27-13 Ravenna leading Burwell at the half. Those games are at Kearney Catholic. Shelton and Arapahoe play the next game there. And now we've got a foul here on the screen set. And it's going to go against Wood River's Matt Wodolevich, his first, team's fourth. And Minden to throw it in. Bloom looking inside. It's covered. Now has to go to his outlet all the way up top to Kissinger. Derek will put the ball on the floor. Come to the high post, into the paint. Pump fake, fade away from 7. Off the mark, no good. Wissing deflects the ball out to Ryan Powell. And Powell will push the ball up the floor. Pull up, shoot the 3. Powell got it. Nothing but net for Ryan Powell. The first 3 of the ball game for the Wood River Eagles. They're now 1 of 8. And it's a 13-point lead, 46-33. The last 6 scored by Wood River. They're trying to make one move here, and as Bloom brings the ball up the floor, we're going to get a little hip foul on Quinn Burkhart. He got by him, and Burkhart stuck that hip out. That'll be the second on Burkhart. 15 foul. And Sam Wodicheski is going to check into the ball game for the first time tonight with 4:02 to go. And it is Minden ball underneath their own hoop. Looking into Schwenka. Schwenka got tripped up, and a foul going to be called on Wood River. Riley Egger whistled for that one, his third. Riley's had a couple of really touchy fouls going against him. Lob into the right elbow to Peterson. Back to Bloom. Baseline's open. Puts the shot up. No good. Egger fights for the loose ball, but Bloom got it, and Bloom is fouled. And this foul is going to be on Cooper Wissing. That is his third personal foul, and now free throws coming up for Carson Bloom, who is 4 out of 7 at the line. 14 points for the Whippets, and the free throw is no good. 3:51 to go, 46-33 Minden, a little bit tougher tonight than many people would have thought, considering the first meeting between the teams. Earlier this month, Minden won 73-34. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show coming up next. As Bloom hits the second free throw for 15 points. And then Gibbon and Kearney Catholic set to tip off at 7:15. up the floor, Burkhart. Cannon is back, lost the ball. Still loose, picked up there, and a travel going to be called on Wood River. Another turnover for the Wood River Eagles. That is number 29 in the basketball game compared to just 9 for Minden. And for Minden, 5 of those were in the first quarter. So another reason that they have finally started to pull away, they quit turning the ball over. And as I say that, Bloom just about dropped the inbound pass. But he's got it, and up the floor he comes against Burkhart. Wood River looks like they're trying to man up a little bit, and that means a lob inside to Christian Swinka. His reverse layup is up and in. 49-33, Whippets with the lead, trying to run the transition. Minden's pass is knocked away. Turnover by Wood River. Bloom gets the steal and a foul called on Wood River. And I think Wood River now is starting to see the writing on the wall. And they are a half step slow now to Minden, who has the bounce in their step. And a one-on-one coming up the foul on Burkhart, his third. Into the ball game, Dan Christensen, checking out will be Kissinger. And Carson Bloom, who has been at the line enough to order a pizza, will go back. This time to shoot a one-and-one. And the free throw is up and in. Kind of expect to see the Valentino's truck pull up at any time and leave him off a pizza. 50-33, 3:16 to go. We were tied at 16 at the half. And Minden exploded out of the gates of the third quarter. Second free throw good. So Bloom has hit his last 3 free throws and 5 of his last 6. It is 51-33, Minden by 18. They'll be back here at 7 o'clock on Thursday night to play for a sub-district championship. Powell drives, has to throw it back out. Burkhart goes and grabs it up top to Wissing. Wissing to the high post, tries to lob it in on the pick and roll to Egger. It's tipped away. Riley runs it down the right-hand corner and has to clear it back out to Powell. Ryan crosses over dribble, trying to get the pick, but Minden is ready for it. Over to Burkhart, and we're going to get a hand foul. That's a good call by the official as Dan Christensen just was laying his arm out there, and it's going to be a one-and-one. Again, the other half of this district only had 4 teams in it, no play-in game. And Valentine and Ord are playing right now up at Bassett. And the second game is between O'Neill and Ainsworth. Ord and Ainsworth have solid records this year, both with 16 or more wins. Free throw by Quinn Burkhart in the 1-1 is up and in. Makes it 51-34. Second free throw for Burkhart on the way, and it is in. And coming back into the ball game, Derek Kissinger for Minden. We talked about the wild card earlier for you. Just wanted to let you know that as of today, Minden was a little ways down, not like the girls who were in third. Minden was a lot farther down in those wild card rankings, so they need to win the district just like everybody else. They are seventh, and Kearney Catholic ninth in the points. As Bloom does a good job of dribbling, now takes it to the rack and scores. Bloom with a little dribbling exhibition. Makes it 53-35, and Carson has really come alive here in the second half. But another steal. Bloom's going to take it right in, and we are going to have the ball go out of bounds as he ran right into Ryan Powell. Hits the floor, but comes up okay. 15 points in the second half for Carson Bloom, 19 in the game. 2:15 to go. And a foul called up top. Going to go against Wood River. And a 1-1 coming up here for Minden's Derek Kissinger. He's 2 of 2 at the line, has 15 points. The foul was called on Sam Wodicheski, his first, and the free throw is no good. Riley Egger will pull down his 7th rebound. Give it off to Burkhart, who pushes it into the front court here. Comes down the right side off the pick over Bloom, bounce pass into the paint. Egger's there, lays it up and in. And Egger now with 11 points in the basketball game, 53-37. In favor of Minden, 1:50 to go in the game. Bloom with it. It was a big third quarter for Minden, and that's been about it. They haven't blown the doors off of anything here in the fourth, just 10 points. 8 in the first, 8 in the second, 10 in the fourth, 27 in the third. As Bloom drives, his shot is no good, and the ball is going to be grabbed there by Ben Peterson. Peterson working his way to get a shot up, and they're going to call a foul on Wood River. It's going to go on Riley Egger, his fourth. And to the line to shoot two is going to be Ben Peterson. And the first free throw is on the way and in. 9 points for Peterson. Into the ball game. Here comes Matt Glow, Dylan Herman, and Luke Wiseman for Wood River. And checking out, seniors Riley Egger, Cooper Wissing, and Quinn Burkhardt, the junior. Second free throw now. Peterson puts it up and in. 10 points now for Ben. He's going to come out, and here's Luke Pieper into the ball game. 55-37 Minden. And Wood River will inbound the ball as the coaches are going to start to clear the benches here a little bit. Final game of the year for Wood River. They'll end at 12-11. Minden's going to get to 19-2. Powell ball up front. Has to chase it down at midcourt after it bounces off his knee. Now dribbles into the paint. Forces that turnaround jumper. Sits on the rim. No good. Ball deflected out. And it's back up in the hands of Ryan Powell. Out on the wing to Wiseman. He'll shoot the three. It's going to be short. No good. Ball falls to Herman. Herman is going to be fouled underneath by Carson Bloom. The third foul on Bloom. And two free throws coming up. Dylan Herman, who has been under the weather, did not get the start tonight. Has played off the bench, has a couple of points and a rebound, and the free throw is good. Into the ball game now for Minden, Isaac Carlson and Ryan Cremosta. 1:02 remains in this basketball game, 55-38 Minden. They did it with a huge second half. Second free throw skips out, but Matt Glow got the rebound, puts it on the floor, back up and in. Matt Glow with the offensive putback, and it is 55-40. 55 seconds to go. Minden with a basketball. And dribbling up the floor is Isaac Carlson. Carlson, good crossover dribble to get by Herman. Now gives it off the left wing to Cremosta. Minden playing a little keep away. Sinzel into the paint. Gets it back up top with 35 seconds to go. Carlson into the right-hand corner. Trying to lob it inside to Schwaker. The ball deflected out of bounds. Here comes R.J. Watson in for Minden. As it'll be whipped ball underneath their own hoop. 32 seconds remain. And again, don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show. All the final stats, and then Kearney Catholic giving it 7:15. Inbounds pass goes underneath the hoop. They find Tom Sinzel, and Sinzel grabbed before he could even get the shot away, but it doesn't matter. We're in the double bonus. The foul is on Luke Wiseman. And Sinzel will go to the line, 1 of 2 for his only point in the basketball game. And the free throw is on the way, and the little short rolls off the right, no good. Second free throw now coming up for Sinzel. And it is on the way, and that is too strong. Rebound comes down to Wodicheski. 30 seconds to go. Over to Wiseman. Luke brings it into the front court. Takes it back out top to Ryan Powell. Tried to get it underneath to Wodicheski. Couldn't handle the pass. Another Minden Steel Wood River turnover. Sinzel gets it into the front court here to Watson. 13 seconds to go. Watson back on the left wing. Sinzel's going to drive. Bounce pass underneath. Open look. Keeper lays it up and in. 4 seconds to go. Ryan Powell from half court lets it fly as their season will come to an end. The final score, the Minden Whippets, 57. And the Wood River Eagles, 40. Wood River will see their season come to an end with a record of 12-11, while Minden will improve to 19-2 and advance to the sub-district final Thursday night at 7 o'clock here at Northwest against the Kearney Catholic Gibbon winner, and you'll hear it right here. But the bottom line is Wood River played Minden a lot tougher than they did the first time just a week and a half ago, and they have nothing to hang their heads about. The third quarter was the story. They got outscored 27-11. Minden hit 4 of their 6 three-pointers in that quarter and went on to the victory. We'll come back with all the numbers on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking, what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to congratulate the Minden Whippets basketball team on a great season. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers.
And welcome back. It is time now for the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center with Big Kid Varsity Wrestling coming to an end. It's time to get the little kids going, and Misco's has the singlets, the headgear, the knee pads, and the shoes from brand names like ASICS, Fruit, Mathman, and Adidas. And, of course, as the spring sports season is coming, as winter is ending, as it will for a lot of boys' basketball teams and a few girls' teams tonight, get in for your soccer, your track, your baseball, your softball, all the gear there for you at Misco Sports. Let's take a look now at the final numbers. First of all, for the Wood River Eagles, 7 players get in the scorebook. Quinn Burkhart, 4 points, 1 rebound. Dylan Herman, 3 points, 1 rebound. Matt Wodolevich, 2 points, 6 rebounds. Sam Wodicheski had a rebound. Ryan Powell, 7 points, 3 rebounds. Cooper Wissing, 9 points, only one of those in the second half, 6 rebounds, 3 blocks. Riley Egger ended up being the leading scorer and rebounder tonight for Wood River with 11 points and 7 rebounds. Matt Glow, 4 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 block. 14 rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 3 in the first half, 5 of 9 in the second half. 3-point shooting for Wood River, 0 of 4 in the first half, 1 of 5 in the second half. Turnovers, that was the killer tonight for Wood River. 13 in the first half, 19 more in the second half. Wood River had 16 points at halftime. They scored 24 in the second half and finished with 40 points, 31 rebounds, 7 out of 12 at the free throw line, 1 of 9 from 3-point land, 4 blocks, 32 turnovers. Wood River ends the year at 12-11. And we'll say goodbye to seniors Dylan Herman, Sam Wodicheski, Ryan Powell, Luke Wiseman, Cooper Wissing, Riley Egger, and Matt Glow as they play their final game for the purple and white of Wood River. We'll come back and look at the numbers for Minden right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Aurora Co-op in Minden is your one-stop farm supplier. Everything you need to keep your farm and everyday life running can be found at one of our many locations. Aurora Co-op recognizes and appreciates the time and dedication that all the coaches, athletes, and parents put into the program.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
Take in life on the farm with a fabulous meal served farmhouse style at the Birchill White Hill Farmhouse Inn located north of Minden on 30th Road. Enjoy your main dish with homemade sides and desserts. Remember, you're always family at the farm. The Birchill's White Hill Farmhouse Inn.
The Kearney County Hospital Improvement Committee would like to remind everyone to vote for the bond on March 15th to improve our hospital and secure our health care. The need is now, so vote for the bond on March 15th. Remember, it's our future in health. Paid for by the Kearney County Hospital Improvement Committee.
Now look at the final numbers for the Minden Whippets. They had a total of 8 players getting the scorebook, led tonight by Carson Bloom with a game-high 19 points. 15 of those came in the second half. He ended up with 4 rebounds in the basketball game. Dan Christensen had a rebound. Tom Sinzel, 1 point. Miles Steen, foul trouble all night, didn't play 8 minutes in this game. He ended up with a 3-pointer and 1 rebound. Ben Peterson, 10 points, a team-high 6 rebounds and 2 blocks. Craig Driver, 3 points. Christian Schwenka, 4 points, 2 rebounds and a block. Derek Kissinger, 15 points, 3 rebounds and a block. And Luke Pieper had 2 points. 9 rebounds in the first half, 8 in the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 7 in the first half, 10 of 15 in the second half. 3-point shooting for Minden, 1 of 11 in the first half, 5 of 11 in the second half. Turnovers, 6 in the first half, just 3 in the second half. Minden had 16 points at halftime, but 41 in the second half, and the Whippets finished with 57 points, 17 rebounds, 13 out of 22 at the free throw line, 6 of 22 from three-point land, 4 block shots, and 9 turnovers as Minden explodes in the third quarter for 27 points and goes on to a 57-40 victory over Wood River. They improve to 19-2 and advance to the Thursday night final at 7 o'clock here at Rosencrantz with a 19-2 record, and you'll hear it right here on Classic Hits against the winner of our next game, Gibbon and Kearney Catholic. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports getting you ready for spring. Whether you're an athlete or whether you just need a pair of walking shoes to get back in shape with the weather turning a little bit nicer, they can take care of you. Open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Misco Sports. For our producer engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Goodis saying stay with us. We'll be back in about 15 minutes with Gibbon and Kearney Catholic pregame. Again, the final here, Minden 57, Wood River 40.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking, what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to congratulate the Minden Whippets basketball team on a great season. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.